Yvama Shirkov Bez continued Zan Sibin Hey Tov Shalom Vav, June 15, 1976 on Tuesday.
Pointed out, these too. I mean, so Rashi and Tesis how we should decide. So Tesis that of Dale, Domedale says, Emery, Avogad Mandoma Yisikelekel Mizal Yav Machachwitze, Mishum, Dilmos Yav Bereshe, Kilimashma Fering Aladachi, Gabrabiakan of Machois and Idea Mishonon, Mikomokim Lekelim Madu has Hazel Yilvum Had, Kim the whole Hadness of Shah has a solo Lomis, after the shame of the rest of the Yvomish Utro Nest of the Hotro Utro, Tazla Tero and Rabiakan, the Kahutsakhima Achois and Idea Mishonon, Umandoma in Zike, Apple Gabzel Rab, the Omar in Zike, Leslie Likam. So now his face is really kind of Rashi, because Rashi here on the Chof Dalet or Medalev says that even if we say Einzikim, we can still apply the Aloha Nesra Shachas. We call Mokay, so why is it Osea? For another reason, not because of Nesra Shachas. We call Mokay, Azrinon Dil Malichu, it's Chad Levim Chad, or to do Miyam Reishit. So according to Rashi, so being according to Mandova Yezikim, being according to Mandova Einzikim, it's based upon the Aloha Nesra Shachas. According to Tesis, so according to Mandova, or of Yezike, so it's based upon Esra Shachas. According to Mandoma Reinzike, it's not based upon Esra Shachas, but because of its of Xere. So we do not say Lech Letzchad Leivim Chad because of Xere Dilma Yavim Reishe. But if we, but when can we be Gezer? Dilma Yavim Reishe Dafke if we say Einzike. But if we say Yezike, then we don't have to be Gezer Dilma Yavim Reishe. So we come to the Lich Lechal Yim Chad or to do Yam Bereshe, the Chidin Dein Zikios and the Mitel Yam Bereshe, for a masking shall the Taya do a Maya Sidoch. Abel Hoche Kol Chad Lechad, all right. So in other words, so we see that Dachov Dalet, or Medalet, there is a machleket between Rashi and Teisa at that time we pointed out, according to Rashi. So we apply the Aloche of Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Lomis, even if we assume Ein Zike, according to Tesis, we can only apply the Aloche of Nesro Shoachas, according to Mandoma Yezike, but if we say Ein Zike, not, but if we say Ein Zike, so then it's on the basis of Xere. So we cannot say Lilchetz Chad, Lilvim Chad, because of Xere, Dilma Yam Bereshi. It's according to this. Now, so Rashi Lishitos. So because of Rashi Lishitosi, and Rashi says that the aloche of Nesro Shoachas is not contingent upon Yezike, that even if we say Yezike, we can still say Nesro Shoachas. So Rashi says that here is chilek on the Gemara daf Chof Gimel and Chof Dalet. Now, Meisa Rishena Beloich Litzeh Mutal Yav Mesashniyo. We have a piece of Shastin Kilosom. Achis Kisses Rishena Oiso. Vena Mikiri Boy Yvom Yovi Oleo Ke Meisa Kamaisi Pokezike. Vishah Yehach. Viles Leodishanin. So it's really kind of Gimor Edap from Dalet. Viles Leodishanin on Ferik Eitzad. Hach Mas Nisindo Achim Mandoma Yezike Yezike. Vipin Eliyil Dehir Nesho Vishastin Kile. Suru Mishtaye. Vikil Utsman Mas Nisindo Achim 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 So in other words, so here the Gemara is chilek. So in other words, is chilek on the sugya daf Chof Dalet. Vein tzorach lima meitzo shniyo, v'lechol tzo shemuta berishen, shoyin soru yom yobin b'shas nifiloso, elo shenofu zu achikein v'asarto, v'chilu shemeitzo zu chosmote orishna, v'rab yeichan lomar, meitzo shniyo, muta berishen, hoyu b'shas nifiloso, hoyin soru yom. So the question is, but how can Rav be chilek? So on the aloha of Nesra Shachas? So the Gemara says, Rav is not chilek on the Nesra Shachas, but he applies it only to the Raisi, not the Rabon. Achisisha the Raisi, Gilu Achim Bezmen Mitzuyim Bizachois, Umeizek Omer, Vakim Yisisha Shal Bez, Aloi Yitmar Ad Rav Bifir, Kina Suri Vente Olo, Hoi Lu Bishas Nifile, Achisish Teale, the Rabon Hei, Vichim Dimeise Shari. So Mele, there is no Yisir of Nesra Shachas. Eitz Rav Yisir Rav Hanin and Rav Yechim. Abu Achim beis men misuim beis achoitz umeitza amtsuim es achoitz hari lechim tzisroi misyabes. So the question is, according to Rav Yechon, who holds that Utro v'nesro v'chotz rov Utro is tarz al teo rishen tarz al rishen v'amai lei kechad minaye lach litzlo lishniyo. So in the case of Abu Achim, let's say Reuven and Shimon Levi and Yehuda, and Levi and Yehuda were married to two sisters, to Leah and Rachel. And then Levi and Yehuda died. And let's say Levi died first. So Rachel was first Nephilis. And then later on, Yehuda died. And so Rachel was Nephilis. So Chintzis, when we see Abbeis, what according to Rabbi Yechanan, Amaylei kechad minaye lachlitz lo lishniyo. Let Ruvain give chalitza to Rochel. Vitev Rishenu, so then Leah was Michalis first, Ligabi Yidoch, Ligabi Shimen, Givomo Shehutro, because when Levi died, so then Leah was Muteres to Shimen. Then later on, when Yehuda died, and Rochel was also Nefeles, so then she became Asur. So we had Tev Rishenu, Ligabi Yidoch, Givomo Shehutro, Nesor Chotom Hutro, Tazatir Rishen. Amalei, Achoyes Nidea Mishon. In other words, Eimi Mishne, it's Mishabesh. The halacha is not like that. So it should say that our ba'achim beis memisui beis achoyis or beis amisui beis achoyis. So then there is no requirement that both must be chilzi v'misyabes. No, there is a possibility for one to be miyab, for one to be chilitz first, and then the first one to be will be misyabes by yad. V'lei melei my chilzi stami diktone chilitzes. That only one is chletzes. That this is what the Mishnah means. Why could Rabbi Yechanan say that when the Mishnah says chletzes, it means that one has to be chletzes. One has to be chletzes. That Reuven will give chletzes to Rochel, but Leah can be misyavim by Shimon. So the Gemara chode leimim maichel. So tone maichel is namely tane chletzes chode. So the Gemara gives a teretz. No, Rabbi Yechanan couldn't say chiltzes chode because chiltzes chode. V'loim alei my chiltzes dalme, but it means chode harelu katone. So it has reference to both yivames, not just to one. V'loim the chodes v'vishenu bereishe. So when does the Mishnah say? Why couldn't Rabbi Yechanan give the teretz that when the Mishnah Dardachin says chiltzes, it means if he failed. So if he failed to be chilitz to Rochel first, but he started the chlitze by giving chlitze to Leah, the one that was Nefeles first, so then both must get chlitze. So the Gemara says chilitz is lechatchile katon. So Rashi says chilitz lechatchile mashmak leim arim kantakon acheres. V'leim alei gzeiro adil mokodim v'cholitz lerishenu bereishe. So, v'leim alei gzeir odim lakodim v'cholitz l'rishen v'reish she'i amret lu chalutzo v'shniyo v'yum rishenu gzeir odim lakodim chad v'cholitz l'rishenu v'yosel yivu meidoch shniyo disavre ma'ir mas menzulezu avol b'devet she'cholitz l'shniyo t'chilo sha'ir l'idoch l'yivu mekamayse dimam l'chozit l'cholitz b'shniyo v'reish v'chozit l'yivu mekamayse asik adaiti v'osel l'michlas v'kamayse l'yivu l'shniyo so it mogiz a teretz. So it means even David were cholatz lishniyo, so there still cannot be an Eden. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, so if it's cholatz lishniyo, so it should be allowed to be miyab. So the Rishenu should be allowed to be misyabemes. Misyabemes katone leked yibm klal, leked yibm hoche klal. So the Gemara. So Gemara asks the kasha, "V'leim alei gzeira shema yomus." Why couldn't Rabbi Yechanan give the teretz? The reason is why the Mishnah says chilitz misyabes, and there is no possibility of a yid of the first one of Leah, the one that was nefeles first, is because of osu batil mitzas yivami. V'leim alei gzeira shema yomus. ואפילו חולס לכל מנהיה דלו יבט לסוב מיצה סיבומי כאיכד ליעגילו ייבן באחויס ויוסה ליבום אלך התחילה כמה חליצה ודייב אחד מה יסידו אבל גם מיסה דליל דייר ברבי יחלק למגרוך so Rashi emphasizes here in the Gemara's Kashe ולאים אלי גזי רושם או יומוס ועוס ליבט למיצה סיבומי so הוכה פירושי לאים אלי רבי יחנן תאים אלי מסניס תאים אליו משם זיקי קורסה ליעבן ביסחויס וסביר לאין זיקי. So in other words, it's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi that in order to apply the term of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim, then we must assume that Einzik. But if we assume Yezike, then we couldn't even apply the term of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. Only if we say Einzike, so we can apply the term of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. But if we say Yezike, so we could not even conceive of the term of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. So that's how it's mashma from Rashi's Loshen, because Rashi says V'ore Perushe. Leimelei Rabbi Yechon and Tani must miss in time Lav Mishim Zike Kosa Liyabim Beis Achoyes. This virle Ein Zike. The Yi Taime Mishim Zike. So Mishim Chomitz. So then we couldn't apply the term. So we couldn't apply the term of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. Micholitz Lishnio Pokatikoso Shorli Vumerishino Kidam Rano Elotime Mishum Shema Yomus. So right, so Rashi says Micholitz Lishnio Pokatikoso Shorli Vumerishino. So in other words, there is no Yisra. There is no Yisra of Achis Kukose. But how about an Yisra of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim? So why does Rashi have to say this really is Yezike? So it's mashma. No, if we say Yezike, then Yezike. So then we couldn't apply the term of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. So the Miri explains it. The Miri says now if we say Yezike, so Rashi says at a time mishum shiyomus. So kidam kiyom avrishpirsu kiyom ad yom chad mayesido. So in other words, so if we say Einzike, so then we cannot say, that lekechad minayel lachlitz lo mishniyo, let Ruven give chalitze to Rochel, who is the shniyo in the nefile, and then Shimon would be able to be miyabim leyo. Why we could not say it? Because of Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. Because Shemo Yomus, let's say if he'll be Yomus, so maybe he'll be Miyavim Chabreish. So Miyavim Chabreish. So let's say if Shimon will be Miyavim Leah, and then Reuven will die, so there'll be a Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim in Rochel. So there'll be a Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim in Rochel. So that can only be conceived, the Miri says, if we say Einzike, Masheinke, if we say Yezike, so then there will not be a Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. There will not be a Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. Because if we say Yezike, now let's say if we say Yezike, so then suppose Shimon will be Miyavim Leah first. Shimon will be Miyavim Leah first. So what does Rashi say if we say Einzike? So the Dilmad Miyavim Chad Mayesidoch. So Mimele, if Shimon, if we say Einzike, so there is a possibility for Bitul Mitzvah Sivamim. Let's say Shimon will be Miyavim Leah. Then Reuven will die. So Reuven will die, so no kiyum mitzvah of either yib mochlitze will be realized in Rochel. He couldn't even give chlitze, it couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of chlitze either. Why? Because if we say ein zike, so then if let's say now the Reuven, now Shimon was miyav mleh, and then so as long as Reuven was alive, so Reuven could be Miyavim or could be Chelitz Rochel. But if Shimon died, so the only Yavim remaining is, if Reuven died, so the only Yavim remaining is Shimon, and Shimon was already Miyavim Leo, so Rochel is an Achis Ishtei. So Mimele, the whole Zike, according to Mandor Marim Zike, the whole Zike is a result of the Yibm of Leo by Shimon, so the whole Zike that Shimon has in Rochel will be poka because she's an elbow, she's Achis Ishtei. And if we say Ein Zike, so as a result of Achis Ishtei, so the Zike will be poka. Masheinken, if we say, this is what Miri says, and he says it in Rashi. Masheinken, if we say Yezike, so then the fact, now the Miri it does not agree with the Shita of Tesis. Now, Tesis Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says, Shemeres, the first Tesis Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Shemeres Yodin Shekidish Ochiz as Achisom. So Teisves Shita is that Yudah ben Seira only says Emrim Lehamtein. So Davke Kiddush Emrim Lehamtein Miliso. But if he was Noso, so then he doesn't have to Lehamtein Milive. Why? That's Teisves Shita. The Ritva is Chelik, and the Rashba also mentions a Roshan that is Chelik. At that time we discussed the Machlekes Roshan. Now, what's the Lomdes of Teisves Shita? That there is a difference between Kiddush, so there in Emrim Lehamtein Miliso, Bishum di Mishas Nisuyim Lirek Nisachis Kosek. In other words, what happened here? Shemeres Yodim Shekiddush Yochir Zachisu. Let's say there were three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuben was married to Levi. And then Reuben died. And then she was Nifeles before Shimon and Levi. And so at the beginning, no one was Miyam. Neither Shimon nor Levi. But then, a month later, after Leo was Nifeles before Shimon and Levi, Levi decided he was Mikadesh Rochel, the sister of Leah, the sister of the woman. So then Rabbi Yudah ben Seira says, Emrim Le Hamte. So Besdin tells Levi, don't be Nase in Yurahuse, Rochel, until Shimon, your brother, will be Miyabe Leah. So Teisa says, only if Levi was only Mikadish, Rochel. So then Besdin tells Levi to wait. Mashein came if Levi was not only Mikadish, Rochel. He was Nasi Rochel as well. So then he doesn't have to be Mamti Milivel. Why? Because then the Zike is Poka as a result of the suing of Rochel. Now, so this is what Teisa says, and this is what the Ramban says. But the Ramban explains it. Why is there a distinction between Gdushin, the Gdushin by Shimon in Rochel, and Nisuin by Shimon in Rochel? So the Gdushin of Shimon in Rochel is not Mafkia the Zike. Mashein Kein, the Nisuin of Shimon in Rochel is Mafkia the Zike. So the answer is because now Rabbi Yudah ben Seira holds Yezike. So what does Yezike mean? Yezike means that Midrash say Yezike Kinyanishes, not the Kinyanishes of Gdushin, but the Kinyanishes. So Mimele, so if we say Yezike, so that means that the moment Reuben died, so Leah became Knuyo to Shimon and to Levi. So Mimele, so he already acquired, so Levi already acquired a Kinyanishes in Leah. Now then when Levi is Mikadish Rochel, so Levi becomes Achis Ishte. That's an Elvo. Now, so all the Rishenim, so in other words, so we say that even though she's an Elvo and Gdushin is Natefes in an Elvo, but all the Rishenim say Achilik and Rashi Daf Memtes, and they say that only means that at the very outset Gdushin cannot be Tefes. A Kiyanishes cannot be Tefes in an Elvo. Mashein came, if Gdushin was already Tefes, and then she became an Elvo, so it's not Poka. Now here, a Kiyanishes became already vested. A Kiyanishes in Roche, in Leah, became already vested in Levi. So even though when Levi was Mikadesh Rochel, so Leah became an Elvo, but the Kiyanishes that he acquired in her is not Poka. So that's why it's not Mafkia the Ziki. because the, if we say yes, so it's a real kinyanishes. So in other words, that Levi acquired the real kinyanishes in Leah. So Mimela, the kinyanishes that Levi acquired in Leah cannot be acquired as a result of Levi's Gdushin Iroch. Gdushin is not Eves at the very outset, but it's not Mafkia the Gdushin. So Mimele, so the Gdushin is not Mafkia. The Mashinkin, if there is Nisuin, so that means, yeah, as long as there was only Gdushin in Rochel, so Mimele, both Kiyonim are not Kiyonim Gmurim, because Gdushin without Nisuin is not a King Gomo. Vashein came, if he made Nisuin in Rochel too, so the Kinyan that is in Rochel is more of a Kinyan, is a King Gomo. Vashein came, the Kinyan Ishes that Levi has in Leo is not a King Gomo. So it's Mafkia the Zik. This is how the Ramban explains, and the Ramban agrees with the Sheet of Tesis. But the Arishenim Wachelik. There is one Roshin in the Rashbo, and the Daf Memalef, and the Ritvo, so he's Chilik and Teisves Shite, the Achilik and Teisves, and the Ramban. And the Miri also is Chilik. So Memela, they hold that not only Kidin Shemir and Hamtin and Niso, but even Noso, so also Imre and Hamtin Live. So in other words, even the Sui cannot be Mafkia. Why? Because the key and Ishes that Levi acquired in Leye came first. So Memele, it cannot be Poka, even as a result of the key and Isuin that Levi acquires in Roch. Cannot be Mafkia. So, but that's only, so the Miri Shite is not like Teisves. Teisves Shite is that even according to Mandoma Yezike, so but Nisuin is Mafkia. The Miri Shite is not that according to Mandoma Yezike, so not only the Gdushin of Levi in Rochel is not Mafkia the Zike in Leye, but even the Nisuin of Levi in Rochel is not Mafkia the Zike of Leye. That the Zike, that the Kiyan Zike that Levi has in Leye. That's the Miri Shite. But that's only according to Mandoma Yezike. So then the Zike means the real Kiyanishes that Levi acquires. Mashenkin, if we say Ein Zike, and the whole Zike consists in the residue of Vishes that remains vested in the Ochiv Ames, so if there is Gdushin on Nisuin, so then that is Mafkia that Zike Ligamre. So the Miri says in Rashi, he says that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes that when Gemara has the Kashi, Eveleim Alei Zeiro, Shem Yomu Usvoso Rivatel Mitzasi Vomin, so Voche Purush, Eveleim Alei Rabi Yechem Tanu Mas Nisim Taim Lav Mishim Usiti Kosel Yam Vizachoyis, Disvir Lein Zike. So he says, Disvir Lein Zike. Di Taim Mishim Zike, then we cannot apply the time of Bitu Mitzasi Vomin. Why couldn't Rashi say, he but he agrees with the time of Bitu Mitzasi Vomin too? So Mimele, we couldn't say that Miyabim Bereishe, we couldn't say that Levi, that Reuven should be Miyabin Rochel first, and then that Reuven should be Chilitz Rochel first, and then Shimon would be able to be Miyabin. Why? Only if we say Einzike. But if we say Yezike, only if we say Einzike, but if we say Yezike, then we couldn't apply the time of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim. Because if we say Yezike, this the Miri says that. So if we say Yezike, so then even if we agree with the time of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim, so there is still no possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim. Because what's the Choshe? We are Cheshesh. Now, let's say, if we say that Ruve, he says, Elatayme Mishum Shema Yomus, Kidoma Berispirkin, Dilma Adiyavim Chad Mayesidoch. So that's only Shayach if we say Einzik. So Mimele, if one will be Miyab, let's say if Shimon will be Miyab Leo, so then Reuven will die, so there will be a bit of Mitzvah Sivomin in Rochel. because Reuven will not be able to be miyabim Rochel. He already was miyabim Leah. So then Rochel is Rachel's ishte, and he will not be able to be mitayim the mitzvah chulitza either. Because if we say ein zike, so then the ishes, the kiyan ishes in Leah. So that will make Rochel and Achis Ishtei, that will be Mafkiya de Zike. So it will not, so there won't be any basis for Kiyum Mitzvah Shlitze. Mashenken, if we say Yes Zike, so even if Shimon will die, even if Reuven will die, let's say, so then there is no possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Shivamin. Because suppose this will happen, this contingency will happen. Let's say Shimon will be Miyavim Leah first, and then immediately after Shimon will be Miyavim Leah, so Reuven will die. So what if Reuven will die? So still Shimon will be able to give chlitza to Rochel as well. He will not be able to be Miyavim Rochel, but he'll be able to give chlitza to Rochel. We can't say she's nachis ishtei, so mimele there is no zike. Because if we say yes zike, so in view of the fact that Shimon acquired the key and ishes in Rochel before Rochel became nachis ishtei, so mimele that key and ishes of zike will not be poka as a result of the ishes gmuro that will be realized by Shimon being Miyavim Leah. Because the Mirishite is not like Teitzves. In other words, not only the Gdushin of Shimon in Rochel, of Levi in Rochel, is not Mafkia, the king and Zike, the king and Ishes that Levi had in Leah, but even the Nisuin of Levi in Rochel, so could not be Mafkia, the king and Ishes that Levi acquired in Leah. So Mimele, that's why, so the Mimele explains, that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the Sfira Le'ein Zike. Because if we say Mishmi Sfira Le'ein Zike, because if we say Ein Zike, so then there is a possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Shivamin. Once we are Cheshish, lest Reuven will die. Basheinke, if we say Yes Zike, so even if Reuven will die immediately after the Yibum by Shimon of Leah, so there will still be a possibility to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Chlitze, because the Zikah will not be Toka, because the Ishes, the full Ishes that Shimon acquires in Leah will not be Mafkia the Zikah in Rochel, because that Zikah already took effect. You see?
According to Rashi,
yeah, all right, but that's the only difficulty that remains. But this is what the Miri says in this Rashi. The Miri says in this Rashi. Yeah, all right. Now I want to go over the Gemara first. I mean that the next year I'll discuss that. All right. So the Gemara has the Kashe, the Leimelik Zero Shema Yomus, the also the Vatel Mitzvah Shivamin. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yechon Mitzvah Lechayish. So that's why he says, Achis in Yidei Mishon. Then the Gemara asks, Vilei Melei Reb Lezeri, the Oma Akiv Mishom Dolof Shoachas B'Yisea, Nesra V'Leronis. In other words, the whole Kashi against Rabbi Yechanan was, because Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutro V'Nesra V'Chotro V'Hutro. And so Mele, from the point of view of Hutro V'Nesra V'Chotro V'Hutro, the Mishnah of Dalet Achim shouldn't say that both must be chutzis, and that neither one can be misya bemes, because there is a possibility that one should be misya bemes if one gets chutze, so then the rishino should be able to be misya bemes. So why on the basis of hutro v'nesro because of hutro? But if there is one tane who is chelikan Rabbi Yechanan's din, and who holds that hutro v'nesro v'chozro v'hutro is not arzel etero, so then we could say that the Mishnah in Dalet Achim accords with the view of that tane. So this is what the Gemara is saying. V'neimelo Reb Lezeri, because Reb Lezer holds that we don't say hutro v'nesro v'chozro v'hutro tarzel etero rishon. Where does Reb Lezer say it? The Oma Kibbe Shomdel of Shoah has Bisan Esra Lomis, even though at the very outset she was Hutro, but then later on she was Nesra. And then, even though it's Hutro again, we don't say, according to Rabbi Zeher, Hutro and Esra because of Hutro. This is Gemara's Kashi. So the Gemara says, Midi Sefer Rabbi Zeher, because Rabbi Zeher says, Bishama Yimrim Yikaimu, Bisil Yimrim Yitziu. So Midi Sefer Rabbi Zeher, Rishel Av Rabbi Zeher. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara says, "V'neimru d'nofu basachas v'Rabbi Yitzchak Haglili." So there was no Rishaino. The Omar actually tzamtzei loisos from the Tanik Rabbi Yitzchak Haglili. What does the Gemara say? Now, but the Gemara's kasha, when the Gemara asks, "V'leimru Rabbi Lezeri the Omar kim shomdolov shachas biyisa neschol avilomis neschol avilomis." So it means that Rabbi Lezer holds that even if it's hutro v'nescho because of hutro, we still apply the concept of Nesrol Olamis. Where does Rabbi Lezer say that? So Tesis, according to Tesis Pshat, it's very simple. Because Tesis says, V'leim el Rabbi Lezer, Haim el Rabbi Lezer da Achilitz, Ditone ga b'shimeres yovim, Shekid ishochim sacheso, that's that case, Shemeres yovim, Shekid ishochim sacheso, Yimeso, so Yimeso, Yivemtei, is mutabishtei, Meiso ishtei, Oiso yivomo choyletzes v'lo misyabemetz. So what does it mean? They were, let's say, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Now Reuven was married to Leah, and then Reuven died. So she was mifeles before Shimon and Levi Leah. And then Levi was mikadish Rochel, the sister of Leah. So then, Meiso ishtei, and then, Rochel died. So Eise Yivomo, so Leo, Chuletzes Loi Misyabemes. Now, so this is, the Rabbi Lezer says that. Now, from the point of view, according to the Svore of Hutro Vinesro, because of Hutro, so in this case, where Reuven and Shimon and Levi were three brothers, and Reuven died, and Leo was Nefeles before Shimon and Levi, so at that moment, when Reuven died, and Leo was Nefeles before Levi, so she will materas the Levi. Because Levi, as yet, did not marry Rochel, the sister of Leah. But then, half a year later, he married Rochel. He married Rochel. So then he became Nesrov. And then a year later, so Rochel died. So it's Chozov Utro. Still, Rabbi Lezer says that Chilets is loy Misyabemes. Misyabemes not. So we see that Rabbi Lezer holds, Rabbi Lezer rejects this din of Hutro v'Nesro because of Hutro. So Memele the Gemara has the Kashe, why is Rabbi Yechanan forced to say Achoyes in Yidei HaMishonon? He could say the mission of Achoyes represents the view of Rabbi Lezer. But I pass like that at Anoyi, who say that Hutro v'Nesro because of Hutro is stars by theology. So according to Tesis Pshat, we understand it very well. But Rashi has another Pshat. Rashi says, V'leim Rabbi Lezeri b'filik b'shamay. So what does it mean? Bfiri b'shamay des daf kuftes. Hamigaris es ishtei ver zero muteres liyom. Why? The comment of Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer don't hold that they say that nisuyim rishenim eino matil. But Rabbi Lezer say why? Because Rabbi Lezer holds nisuyim rishenim matil. So that's why Rabbi Lezer is Eiseh. So what's the raya that Rabbi Lezer holds? According to Tesis Pshat, Rabbi Lezer has reference to the case of Shemeres Yom Shkiles Yom Zacheso and Meiso Yishtei, so Eiseh Yivomo Chalatun Zabemes. Then Rabbi Lezer is explicitly saying that Hutro v'Nesro, because of Hutro, Luitar Zalat Yerovishim. Masha'in Kein, according to Rashi Pshat, that Rabbi Lezer means that the Mishne Daf Kuftes Amgaris Esishti Verziro Meteres Liyavim Rabbi Lezer Eiseh, because Nisuyim Arishin Mapilim. So where does Rabbi Lezer say here that Hutro v'Nesro v'Chozro v'Hutro Loi Tarzer Atel Arishin? There is another Shaila, whether Nisuyim Mapilim or not Nisuyim Mapilim. So we have to say that there Rabbi Lezer and the Mishne Daf Kuftes, Rabbi Lezer really expresses two halachas. First of all, he expresses the halacha of Nisuyim Rishenim Apilim. Because if Nisuyim Rishenim wouldn't be Apilim, so you couldn't say Nesro Shoachas Mishas Nefilim. So that's one point that Rabbi Lezer in that Mishnah Daf Kuftes certainly gives vent to. But there is another halacha that he expresses, Rabbi Lezer, that Hutro v'Nesro v'Chozro v'Hutro, so Loi Tarzal Atei Rishin. Why? Now he says Hamigarish is ishtei ve'arziro muteres liyav. Muteres liyav. So why? Because nisuin orishin mapilim. So that means when, let's say, Reuven was married to Leah, one marriage, and then for a number of years, then he divorced her. Then he divorced her. So then, when he divorces her, so at the moment when he divorces her, it's still shas nefile, because the whole period of the nisuin is a shas nefile. And at that time, she was nescho. Then he remarried her again, and then he died out of the second marriage. He died. So then, we are coming to Rablezer, so Shimon cannot be miyabim Eleia, the wife of his father Reuven. Why? Because she was Nescho Shoachas at the time of the generation of the first marriage. But the question is, why is it Nescho Shoachas there? So Rashi explains it there, because as long as he didn't divorce her, and Reb Lezer holds Nisuim Rishenim Apilim, so during the duration, all the years of their married life between Reuven and Leah, so she was imedes, she was destined to become muteres to Shimon upon the death of her husband Reuven. So she was imedes to become muteres to Shimon upon the death of her husband Reuven. So she was muteres. Mashein came the moment, because why? She was destined to become muteres upon the death of her husband. But the moment Reuven divorced her, so that put an end to her destiny to become muteres upon the death. Until the moment of Gerashin, she was destined to become muteres to Shimon upon the death of her husband Reuven. But the moment he divorced her, that put an end to her being destined to become muteres upon the death of Reuven. But then Reuven remarried her, and then he died out of the second marriage. So we applied aloche of kibush and esro shachas. So when did she become asuro? She became asuro only at the moment of the gerushin. But until he decided to divorce her, she was destined to become muteres. Of course, she was not, as long as her husband was alive. So she certainly was not muteres to her husband's brother Shimon. She was an ishishish and an ishisach, everything. But since the suim of ishenim appealing, so there was a chaleis dini file all the time of their married life, in the first marriage, that is to take effect upon the death of her husband. So she was muteres. So it's hutro. So all the years of the married life until the moment of the gerushin, it was hutro. It can be considered as hutro. Then, when he divorced her from the first marriage, so that put an end to her being destined to become muteres upon the death of Reuven. So it's nesro. That moment is nesro. Then, when he remarried her, it's chosro v'utro, and Reb Lezer says asuro. So it's a raya from that Reb Lezer holds not only nisuim rishenim apilim, that hutro v'nesro v'chosro v'utro lo yitarz ratel rishen, because in that case too it's a case of hutro, because until the moment of the gerushin she was destined to become muteres upon the death of her husband. That's hutro. You cannot say that it's not hutro just because as long as her husband was alive, so she was not muteres. Of course she was not muteres, but she was destined to become muteres upon the death of the husband. But the gerushin put an end to this being destined to become muteres upon the death of the husband. So it's hutro, and then when he divorced her, when Reuven divorced his wife Leah, so it was nesro, and then when he remarried her, so it's chosro v'utro. And still Reb Lezer says Tzoseh. So it's a raya that Reb Lezer holds not only Nisuim Rishenim Apilim, that Hutro v'Nesra v'Chosra v'Hutro lo tarz v'Atei Rishen. Just one second. So V'Lei Malei D'lo Yadin An Heinofu B'Reishe. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan be Miyashiv the Kashe from the Mishnah of Daladachin on the basis of the Wikinte, that the Mishnah of Daladachin is referenced to the case where there were four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Levi, Yehuda, Levi was married to Leah, Yehuda was married to Rachel, and then Levi and Yehuda died, but one died in the same day, let's say, one after the other, and no one knows who died first. No one knows. So Mimele, there is no Eitze. There is no Eitze we don't know who is the Shnio, whether Rochel is the Shnio or Leah is the Shnio. So the Gemara says no, the Mishnah could not have reference to a case where we don't know who is the Shnio, whether Rochel is the Shnio or Leah is the Shnio, because the Mishnah concludes Yochani diktone kid movikin su yitziu. So when do we say yitziu? Only when there is no possibility that no isa was committed. But if there is a possibility that no isa is committed, so then we don't say yitziu, because that was mentioned and in the Mishnah there daf chavgimul amid beitz. That if there is a possibility that it just happened the right way, so we don't say it to you. So since the Mishnah here says that in contrast to what is mentioned, the daf chav gimel amid beis, that kidmu v'kin so aim it in yodam. Here it says kidmu v'kin so yitziu. Why? Because over there it's possible, it's very likely that was not because it's not b'isa. Mashein came here in the Mishnah of Daladachin, he certainly was Pigei Abisa. So, but if this Mishnah of Daladachin has reference to the case where we didn't know who was Nefeles first, so why does it say, because that definitely is Bisa. Elo Shnio, Amre Chavroye Shnio Yavim, Anor Yishenim Yavim, Hani Dikom Alei, Hani Sot, because of that, Hani Dikom Alei, Achoyes Nei Dei Mishom. Now, Yehoche, Dimishum Liyadino Nuhu, Ho Yav Yadino Misya Ben Mishreshenu, Hani Dikton Eklima, Ho Dikton Yitziu Amai, Bishlo Yimu Lirishna Amrinu Leafik Livadi Bissur Osel Yodoch, Din Amre Yishenu Yi Man Shayinu Loch, Halei Achis Kuko Yi, Umi Meachicho Cholas Lachitzu Lafkir Zikam Nei, Elo sheini leime ochi sheyibim rishen shniyo yira lechalkei vihave zu rishen o yivom eshe utro venesra vichosra vuhutro di hoche omar bifere keitzat kidmu vikimse mitzim yodom mishilek ele sofik koga bachis kuko vaname lisheini sofiku. So since hanidik omar and since the Mishnah says yoitziu, so it's a raya that the Mishnah in Daladachin does not have reference to a case where we don't know who is the Rishen or who is the Shniyo. And you come away, Achoyis Nidea Mishonon, Duri Motzeli Trutze Kishmaitikon.
Shir Kuf Gimel Nivamos Yotes Sivan Hei Tov Shinam, involved June 17, 1976, on Thursday. Shir Kuf Gimel and Yavamos Yutas Sivan Hei Tov Shin Levav, June 17, 1976 on Thursday.
Now, we left off last time that for Ches that the Gemara Hayne Dikoma Le'achoyis in Yediyah Mishon. Now we explain the Rashi, which really is the Miri says that in Rashi. And the Miri mentions another Rashi, but from that, from Rashi Dafit Ches, but we don't have that Rashi in Dafit Ches. But from the Rashi here, it's much more like that. Now, so the Miri says, according to Rashi, Til Rabbonim, that's Rashi. So he says that Bitul Mitzvah Sivonim is only Shayach if we say, Ein Zike, but if we say Yes Zike, then there is no Bitul Mitzvah Sivonim. There is no Bitul Mitzvah Sivonim. So in other words, and it's really mashma from the Lashon of Rashi here. Because Rashi says, שוקל רבונן דין ייב מהחויס לגמרי ואפילו חולץ לחוד המנאי בליבט לסום מסיבם כי היחד לא יגילו ייב מהחויס ועושה ליבו מלך התחילה כמה החליץ ועד מייב מחד מה יסידוך. So in other words, so in case where is מייב first and then, so let's say שימן will be מייב one of the יבומס and then רובן will die. So Memele, there will be a bitul mitzvah sivamim because there will be a chizishte. So Rashi emphasizes the svirale einzike. Why does Rashi have to say the svirale einzike? We could say yerzike. Whether we say einzike or yet, so it's mashma for Rashi's loshen. Dafke, if we say einzike, then there is bitul mitzvah sivamim. But if we say yerzike, there is no bitul mitzvah sivamim. Even if we'll die, let's say Shimon will be miyabim one, and then the other one. So Shimon will be miyabim. So Shimon will be miyabim one, and then the other yavim will die. So then there will be bitul mitzvah sivamim in the other yavamim because it will be achis ishtei. So it's mashman v'rashis loshen only if we say einzike. But if we say yezike, there is no bitul mitzvah sivamim. So the Miri says, v'yei shemre. The hota amrina the mayes chad litam einzike itma. Holy Tam Yezike, Afilu Maya Sidoch, Lui Mifter Haibe Lui Chlitze, Ki Hodi Shemeres Yom. Ve Avdil Rabbonim Kosvu, Kein Bifirsheni, Bishmua Shemeres Yom, Shemei Samuta Bimo, but we don't find any Loshen in Rashi that says it. But it's Miduyek from the Loshen of Rashi. But anyway, the Miri says, Vishite, in the name of Avdil Rabbonim, that's Rashi. Now, Ki Hodi Shemeres Yom. So what does it mean? He means the Gemore, Daf Memal. Now I mentioned it last time, but there was one difficulty that was pointed out, and I said I'll discuss it now. So, now, the Mishnah, that Memalev Omedale, Shemeres Yom, Shekidesh Ochi Vesachiso, Mishim Rabbiud Ben Seira Omru, Emrim Leham Tei, Achiyase Ochi Chomais, Achiyase Ochi Chomais. So, in other words, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, three brothers, Reuven died, and Leah was Mifeles before Shimon and Levi, and then Levi was Mikadesh, Rochel, the sister of Leah. So, Imrim Lei, so we tell Levi, Hamtein, Miliso, Achi Yase Ochi Chomais, Yase Ochi Chomais, Cholas Lo Ochi, Oikinso, Yichnis Esishte, Meis Aivomo, Yichnis Esishte, Meis Yovm, Yeitzi Esishte, Beget, Veishesochi Bechlitz. Now this is Rabbi Yudim Seira. Rabbi Yudim Seira is the Mandoma who says Yesike. So still he says that Meis Yom. So in other words, there are two Yivomi, Shimon and Levi, and Levi was Mikadesh Rochel, and then Reuven died. I mean not Reuven. I'm sorry. Yovim, Shimon died. So then Levi has to give a get to Rochel, and then Leah has to give Chlitz. Now the question is, The question is, why? So how can he give chlitze? How can Levi give chlitze to Leah? She's a chiz ishte. So we see from this Mishnah that according to Mandoma Yezike, so the Zike is not poka as a result of the fact that Leah is a chizish. So the Zike is not poka. Now, Tesis and Rambam say that the Zike is not poka as a result of the Achisishte al Digdush. But if Levi will be Neisei Rochel, then Einem Rimleham Temi Liveil. So what's the difference between so what's the difference between Gdushin and Nisuin? So the Ramban explains it. Because if we say Yesh Zike, so there are two Gdushins. Because Yesh Zike means that Midrai say Yesh Kiyanishes. It's not like a Kiyanishes of Gdushin to become a Suo in the Sheer Boso of Ishtei, the one that is clear to him. I mean, midraise, that not, but it's a key initiative midraise. And it can be made from Nidorim, I mean, like that, come on, come on. So, if we say yes, if Levi was Mikadish Rochel, the sister of Leo, but before Levi was Mikadish Rochel, the sister of Leo, so Leo was Knuyo to Levi, a key initiative, then he was Mikadish Rochel, so Leo becomes an elbow of Achris Ishtei, so it's not Mafkiadis. So we explain, so because there are two kinyonic dush, the Ramban says. Mashein came, if Levi was Neisei Rochel, so then the kinyonishes that Levi has in Rochel is more gomo than the kinyonishes he has in Leo. Because in Leo, two days the kinyon midraise, it's sufficient to gather for us to talk about other things. But it's not a kinyon gomo. Mashein came, the Nisuim, that Levi acquired in Rochel, that's a Kiyan Gomo. So Mele the Kiyan Gomo that in Rochel is Mafkia, the Kiyanishes that Levi had in Leah. But so that's Tesis Shit Ramban Shite. But the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Rashbo in Moloshin, and the Ritvo, and the Meiri, and the Achilik. And they say that according to Rabbi Yudim Seira, that Yerzike, so even if Levi will be Nezi Rochel, so Imre Leham Tem Levi, Achiyasa Chichamais. Why? On the basis of the same omnes. And even if there is Nisuim, so it's a Kiyan Gomo, and the Gdushi, and the Kiyan Zike is not a Kiyan Gomo. But still, since he was already Kene, Leah, Levi was Kene Leah, it was Kene Kiyanishas in Leah. So when Rochel becomes his wife, Mimele Leah becomes an Elvo, Achis Ishtei, so it's not Bafkir Dishes. Because true in an Elvo there is no Tvises Dushin, but most Rishayim Achilik and Rashi, and they say that Tvises Dushin it cannot be Poka. In an Elvo, Dushin cannot be Teifes at the very outset, but the Dushin was Teifes at the very outset, and then she became an Elvo after the Dushin was Nitves, so then it's not Pop. So Mimele, here, the key initiates that Levi acquired in Leo the moment Leo was Nifeles to him. So that came first. So it's a real Kiyanishes. So, and then later, Leah became an Achis Ishtei. So, Mimele, it's not Poka, as Teisa says, Dachman Tes. So, Mimele, the Miri says, so when the Gemara mentions Bitu Mitzvah Sivomim in this case, because if, let's say, one Yavim is Miyab, one Yavomim, so then, there is a possibility of Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim in case the other Yavam will die. So the mitzvah of Yivam Ochlitze could not be realized by the same Yavam in the sister of the first Yivamim, because it's Achis Ishtei. So that's only true if we say Ein Zike. So if we say Ein Zike, so then as a result of becoming Achis Isho, so the Zike of Ein Zike, so he's poka. Mashiach, we say yes, he can. So it's like two Kedushins. So even if there is Nisuin, so then it's not poka. This is how the Mir explained it. So this is very good. But he says it in the name of Rashi, Vavdil Rabbonim Kosvu Kain, and it's Mashma from Rashi here. And he mentions the Lashon of Rashi, Daf Yutches, which we don't have. But anyway, it's mashma from Aral, from Loshen of Aral Rashi. So, but what she means, all this lomdes is very good according to Tirshein Mu'achilikam Rashi. But Rav, who say that even if Dushni is not a face in a certain woman because she's an elbow, but if she becomes an elbow, later on, so Dushni is not poka. And this is Rashi, who, this is how Rashi explains. Hatel made him be Seite, Sheik Dushin Teif Simbo. And Sheik Dushin Teif Simbo. So in other words, that if, let's say, Shishish was Mizane, and then he was Migarisha, and then the husband remarried her, so Dushin is Teifis. So even Rabbi Akiva who says that in Dushin Teisim Chayav Elav and say that there is Chayav Elav Yuchubay Lo Rishno Shul Kachto, so still here is made. So Rashi says, how do we know that he is made? Ligabe Seite, because the Torah says that when a woman is Mizane and Ishishish is Mizane, the husband has Kimotze Bayavaz Dobo, so the husband has to divorce her. That means without a divorce the Ishish is not Spoka. But if we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, So just as Dushin is not Tefes in all Chayav Elav, so Dushin is not Tefes in Iseite, so in case where he didn't divorce her, the Dushin should be Poka. So it's a raya that Seite is an exception. This is how Rashi explained that in this. So Tefes is Chayav Elav, Rashi's Pshat. And Tefes says, no, that's no raya. Maybe Dushin is not Tefes if he was Midarisha. But here, where he wasn't Midarisha, so Mimele, it's not Poka. In other words, that's the machleket between Rashi and Teisves, where Dushni is not Teifes in the Nervo. Suppose Dushni was Teifes before she became a Nervo, and then she became a Nervo. So Nervo at the very outset. So if Dushni was Chal before, it's Poka, according to Teisves, not. So this Lomdes of the Miri is alright, according to Teisves, she takes. But he says it in Rashi, Bavdil Rabboni, because in Rashi, it doesn't make sense. Because according to Rashi, so, I mean, that goes without saying, that where she's an elbow, where one Yivomet, when so-called Yivomet, is an Achis Ishtei, at the time of the Nefile, then Zikei is not even Chal. So, Mimele, we should apply, according to Rashi's Lomdes, so even if the Zikei was Chal, so it should be Poka. So Zikei should be Poka. So Zikei should be Poka. Now, but, we have to say that Rashi will distinguish between the two cases, because that's a mishnah for Rashi's daf memale, that the zike is not poka. That's the mishnah for Rashi's, where it says meis yom yeitzi es ishte biget. That's Rabbi Yudim Seira says veishes ochel bechlitz. So obviously we have to say that even Rashi will admit that vis-a-vis zike. So even though in an elbow Kianishes is not Teifes, even at the time of Nefile, but if Zike was Teifes, so in an elbow, so then it's not Poka. Why? So there is a very simple distinction. Because we see from the Gemara that if we didn't have a special Zerasakosu, so then Mitzalasvore, we wouldn't be able to say that just as Kedushin is not Teifes in an elbow, as Hayovitri says, so Mimele, Zike should not be Teifes, should not take effect in an elbow. Because the whole Sugi in the Gemara, as whether I say it's the Echeles Shevikores or it's not the Echeles Shevikores, and then the Gemara says that as it's not the Echeles Shevikores, so Mimele, it couldn't be Miyabim because he messed the Echeles Shevikores. So, and why isn't the Chlitze? Because of a special Zerzakosov called Shein Elihim and Lechlitze, and if there hadn't been a special Zerzakosov, so I would say, all Chayovich Chlitzes, two he messed the Echeles Shevikores, so there cannot be any Yibim, but Chlitze there should be, so that means there would be Zike. But the question is, why do we have to resort to all these psukim? Let the Gemara say on the basis of Svore, we have psukim that Kedushin is not Tefes Nachis Ishte. And what is Zike? Zike means Zike Kenishes. So Mimele, just as Kedushin is not Tefes, no Kenishes can be Chal, can take effect in an Elvo, in Achis Chayovich Rises, so Zike cannot take effect either. So we see that one is not necessarily dependent upon the other. There is one big difference. Kedushin, so who affects the Kedushin? The Kiyanishes al the Kedushin. So the Baal, the Mikadesh. So the Mele, true, we have Exerzakosu, that Kedushin is Natefis. Is Natefis in an Elvon, Chayavich Rises, Achisishne, Chameise, and so on. Achise, So that only Deitzes HaKosef only implies that one cannot midaite affect a kinyan ishes in an avo. Mashayim kin the kinyan zike of him. So let's say the comic mandoma yes zike, so it's a kinyan ishes. But that takes effect melele. It's nashomayim. She becomes tnuya to the yom. It's not that he affects the kinyan ishes in the yivame. Whether he likes it or not, she becomes tnuya to him. So Mimele, the Gzeras HaKosel that tells us that Kedushin is not Eifes in an Elvon Chayotrin says does not necessarily imply that Zike is not Eifes, because Kedushin is something the Kianishes that has to take effect through his Maise Kedushin. It doesn't take effect Mimele. So Mimele, he cannot affect a kianishes in a woman that is asur on him on the score of an Israel or an Isakores. Masheinke in the kianzike, in the Yivome, so minashamayim kozochole, so mimele, she becomes knuyotim. So if we didn't have a special zerasakosuv, so mimele, she would be knuyot, a kianzike, to him. But the Gemara says that ein esedicha leitzes shishibukones, so Mimele is not allowed to be miyam. All right, it's true that the Ramban says and that Gemara and daftes. So when the Gemara says v'aris amitzav isadusha b'pligi rabakim v'rabonon daftes somedalek, the bottom tesis. So from that Gemara it appears that according to Rabbi Akiva. That Hayovei Lav Mdushin is not Eifes, so there is no Zike. So Hayovei Lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, the same deal like Hayovei Kriz is according to Shimon HaTimon, Ligabi Zike. So Teitzes says the Kashi. Why? Bishleim Hayovei Kriz is, so there in Esed Yechalei Shem Bikores, Masheinke, so there is no Zike. So there cannot be Triye, so Mele cannot be Miyam, so Mele, since it cannot be Miyam, Kol Shein Eliyib, Mene Lechlitze. Masheinke, Chayovilav, even according to Rabbi Akiva, but an essay is there, Chayalais is a great, an essay is there, Chayalais is a great. So Tesis doesn't give it Teretz, but the Ramban, so we see from Tesis Kash that there is no halacha, there is no necessary connection between Tvisas Dushin in a woman by a person who is Mikadesh, for whose maise she becomes familiar to him. And Zike, which is a key anishes, Mimele and Minashamayim Kozochole. So there is no connection. So Mimele Teisa says the Kash, but Ramban gives the Teretz that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Chayav Elavim is an Elvo, Dushin is a Tefes, and the blood is a Mamzer. So Mimele, Chayav Elavim, Ligabi Zike, have to be treated like Chayav Ekrisis, according to Shimon. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is not that the kiyan zike mitzvah asvore is necessarily dependent upon the kiyan nishes of dush. No, but there are, as we explained at that time when we learned the gemara daftes there, because two, that as long as we didn't have a posik that Torah servo is mufke of zike, so then the only reason as to why there couldn't be Zike in Chayovich Chises is because he has a dichalis as a sheyesh bekores. So Mimele, we say a kolchen eliyib min lachlitze. Mashein kein in the baskon of the Gemara that there is a special zeras hakosuf. The tzora saches ishte of vishav alachim shol isikar litzchel gal sabos alav chaya. The tzora saches ishte. There is no zike, and there. So Mimele, the same zeras hakosuf that tells us that there is afkoe zike in Tzoras Achisishtei, so certainly tells us that Achisishtei herself there is afkoe zike. So even without the time of Inesed Yechalei Shebekores, so Mimele, once we have that Zeras Akosuf, which tells us there is no zike in the Tzoras Achisishtei, so that Zeras Akosuf tells us also there is no zike in Achisishtei, in Arayes. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Ol Chayolam, there is no zike. But only because we have a special Zeras HaKosuf. But if we didn't have a special Zeras HaKosuf, then we'd say that there could be Zike even in Chayav Chrises. And true, that there is that there is no mechatimtza of him because in a declaration we call it, but chlitza there could be. But we have exas hakosuf of kol sheni yivim in chlitza. In other words, I'm trying to point out that the fact that a woman is an elbow and kedushin is not tefes by a certain person does not imply that zikah could not take effect. But we have a special exas hakosuf of gabri zikah too. The exas hakosuf that tells us that there is afkoe zikah. So that's a kosuf as far as that is a kosuf is concerned. So it only tells us that if she is an elbow, the woman is an elbow, she has to feel it. So then there is a kosuf. But if she was not an elbow, she has to feel it. Let's say Reuben and Shimon and Levi three brothers, and Reuben died, and Levi was Nephilis, and then Roche, Levi, so Nephilis before Shimon and Levi, and at that time Levi was not married to Rochelez yet. So Zike was Chal, but later on Levi married Rochel, and so that Leah became an achisishti of Rochel later on. So Meichate said that it should be Mafkia. So even according to Rashi, so Rashi Shite is only in the Gzeres HaKosuf that Gdushin is not Teifes in an Ervo, where the Gdushin has to take effect through his Maise. So that Gzeres HaKosuf tells us that there cannot be any key in Gdushin through the Maise of the husband, through the Mikadesh, cannot take effect. And even if it was chal already, it has to be poka. Masha'inkin, where the kianishes is zocholim hashamayim, it's not to his maise. So even in an elbow, it should take effect. Even if she's an elbow, she has to feel it. But we have exas hakosuf. If she's an elbow, she has to feel it. Not. But exas hakosuf only tells her if she's an elbow, she has to feel it. But if she became an elbow, like chochel here, she became an elbow after Levi was mikadosh her, so Leah became an elbow after Levi was mikadosh chochel. So the Gzeres HaKosuf doesn't say anything about that. But according to Mandoma Reinzi, case of Mr. Asvore, we say, just as the Yisar Elbo is Mafkia, the Chaleiz Din Zike at the very outset, so it's Mafkia later on too, because according to Mandoma Reinzi, so the whole Zike of Yivome consists in the residue of Ishes that remain vested in the Ochiv HaMes. So the Zike consists with rice in the Kiyanishes that became vested in the Yom. So Mimele, it cannot be Mafkia the Kiyanishes that already became. So the Yisar Achisisho cannot be Mafkia the Kiyanishes that already became vested Mimele, Minashomayim, not through his Maise, in Leah. So Mimele, so we can apply this, we can apply the same Lomdes, even a contrast. Even a contrast. All right, now we have to go over the thesis and the sugi of Balas Hageta Balas Maimda. At that time, I didn't elaborate on it because I wanted to go over the Gemara up to Achis Nidia Mishon. Now, but it's a very complicated idea, especially the thesis. All right, so the Gemara has an abai. Balas Hagetu Balas Maimda is a mehen kedemis. Ochiv Shemeitz, Viloi Beis Noshim, Reuben and Shimon, two brothers. And Reuben was married to two women, to two wives. Leah and Rochel, they are not sisters. So then, Viloi Beis Noshim, Leah and Rochel, Viose Ze Maimer Lezu, and Shimon made the Maimer and Leah, we get Lezu. And he gave to Rochel. Vishu Vosel Yab, so neither one can be Yab. The comely, because the rabbanon it's comely believe, kim she is ligarish, is a menaguno, lachlis liftas ros. So the Gemara says as follows: Balas hageta balas maimer is a menkedemis. Balas hageta dife, mishum da aslo ba bchlitze. Or the mashal says aslo ba bgerish. But it appears as the Bach points out that many rishonim certainly did not have that gerish, mishum da aslo ba bchlitze, mishal bchlitze. Whether the same Rishonim who are not Geres, which in the Aschel Babichlitze, who are not Geres, the expression Dilbam Bailas Maimer Abish in Krevel at Bia, so from the Tetzis Yishenim it's Mashma, that he was not Geres, the expression which in the Aschel Babichlitze, or the Gereshim, but he was Geres, Dilbam Bailas Maimer Abish in Krevel at Bia, which in Krevel at Bia. Anyway, but it appears from Rishonim that they were not Geres, Balas Hageta Difen Mishu Da Asru Babichlitze Begereshim, but they were just Geres. Balas Hagetu Balas Maimer Rizim and Kedemes, Balas Hageta Dife, or Idilme Balas Maimer Adife. possibly Balas Maimer Adir Shemitrei Lebiyin, possibly that even the expression Shemitrei Lebiyin Yishen were not Geres. All right, but they were not Geres. Teisus says Yishen were not Geres Mishin Daasro Bebchlitz. Or you do about Balas Maimer Adife Mishin Mitrei Lebiyin. Or Maravash Etosh. Meider am Gamliel Shiyish Getach Maimer or Maimer Achaget. He get all the Yishen and Maimer Apasrei. In Maimer Odif will end the Gaeta Basrei. Now let's see the tesis. So in the pshat in Balas Hageta Dife, so there are two pshat. But in order to understand the two pshatim in tesis, we have to look into the two pshatim in the tesis Yishen. So the tesis Yishen says Balas Hageta Dife, pirush hakonvos. Adife shechlitzo tiftetzros. I mean, it's not explicit in Rashi. The Yishen mentions Pirush HaKonvos, but this is not explicit in Rashi. Anyway, so there is a pshat that Balas Haget Adife means that when the Gemara says Balas Haget Adife, it means that the chlitze of the Balas Haget should patter the chlitze of Balas Maim. This one pshat. So he says, we're going to hear Vimkei Maikoma Balas Maim Radife Mishim Kevoli Bia. So then it doesn't make sense. How can we say Balas Maim Radife Mishim Kevoli Bia Adarabe Mishim Oche Ave Chlitze Psulo Diklo Shlo Azik? So in other words, according to the Kuntras Pshat, that Adife means, Balas Haget Adife means, so the Chlitze of this Balas Haget should patter the zike of the Balas Maimer. So how can we explain it more? Isn't there Balas Haget Adife, and he should be able to give chlitze to Balas Haget and patter the Balas Maimer? Or deal me Balas Maimer Adife, he should be able to give chlitze to Balas Maimer and patter the Balas Haget. Why the Balas Maimer? Mishum the Krevel Beer. So on the contrary, if Krevel Beer means that she is more of a Yivome already, like a woman who was already Miss Yabemes, so in other words, so the chlitze is a crucial, so it's a chlitze gruo. So how can we say because of Krevel Beer, which should be a sibe for being the chlitze, the chlitze being a chlitze gruo? So how can we say that dafke because it's a chlitze gruo, you should give a chlitze adarabe? It's a very strong cash. Elo nirali foreish if Balas Haget Adife liipoter bechlitzes chavato v'nicha hake. So Yishayim says no, that it's just the reverse. When he say Balas Haget Adife, it doesn't mean that she should get, if chlitze is given to her, so it patters the tzore, it patters Balas Maimer. But adarabe, Balas Haget Adife to become poter through the chlitze of the Balas Maimer. So then we understand. Eizemen kedemes, Balas Haget Adife. So the Balas Haget is Adife. So in other words, that she should become poter through the chlitze of the Balas Maimer. Oidilmo Balas Maimer Adife, that the Balas Maimer should become poter, that the zike of the Balas Maimer should be poker by giving chlitze to the Balas Get. Why? Because the Balas Get is a chlitze chshuvo. Masha'inke in the Balas Maimer is a chlitz of Ruo. It's Krivoli Bie. So there was already a substantial diminution in the Zik. So then we understand. Alright. So we have two pshat. One pshat is Adife means that she should get the chlitze and patter the Chavato. Or the other pshat is, no, the reverse. That she should become Pturo through the chlitze given to the Chavato. Alright. Now we can understand the tesis. Balas Haget Adife, Pirei Shenase B'Maise, Odif Lei Mechavet. So, I mean, if you look up in the tesis of Rosh, so you'll see, I mean, the tesis of Rosh says it in so many words. So, in other words, that the first Loshen in Tesis is Mamish, like the tesis Yishen Pshat, not like the Pirei Shakuntras Pshat, as the tesis Yishen mentions. In Rashi, it's not so definite that this is how Rashi explains it. Alright, you can read it into Rashi. I mean, you can even midayik that this is what Rashi explains. But you can read the other pshat into Rashi also. Alright, so in other words, so the first pshat in Tesis, not the Rivon's pshat, is like the Tesis Yishen pshat, not like the Pirush HaKuntras pshat. So now what does it mean? What's the Tesis Yishen pshat? Balas Haget Adife, so Mimele, she should be tam p'tur for the chlitza of the Baalas Maimer. Why? Because the Baalas Haget is more of a chlitza gro. So mimele the Baalas Maimer is a chlitza chshuvo. So by giving chalitza to the Baalas Maimer, so the Baalas Haget will come p'tur. So that's a different. That she should be the one who should become p'tur to the chlitza of the other. Why? Because what is the effect of get? Get, midrabonon, has the same effect, not in a full way, but in an incomplete way. What's the effect of chlitza? To terminate, to put an end to the zik. And what is get? What is kiyanish, as the yomres? What is get? What is the effect of get? To put an end, or to be maklish, the kiyanish, the yomres. So mimele, the Baalas Haget is a chlitza gruo. Is a chlitza gruo. So mimele, the gruo is called adifo. She is adifo, she is better to be pturo to the chlitza of the Baalas Maimer. That's my pirush naaseh bo maise. Because what kind of a maise was naaseh in the Baalas Haget? In the Baalas Haget. A klishus azike. Through the get, because that's the effect of gerushin, to terminate issues. Here it didn't terminate issues altogether. I mean, with Raisa it had no effect whatsoever. But with Rabbonon, it weakened the issues. It reduced the issues. So Mimele, so it's odiv that she should become Pturo through the chlitza of the Baalas Maimer. Alright, line tradition. Avol Rivon. So Avol Rivon, so the Rivon's Pshat is like the Pirush HaKuntas. I mean, as far as Adife means. So according to Rivon, Pirush Balages Adife, so the Chlitza should be given to the Baalas Haget, not to the other. But the Baalas Haget, the Chlitza should be given to Baalas Haget if it's Adife, and Pater the Baalas Maimer. Just the reverse. But why? The Asril be Chlitza. So in other words, so we see, as the Bach points out, that we will not give us the Gemara that. It's the Rivon himself who says it, but the Gemara just said, but I'll get Adife, stop! Oy Dilma, Baalas Maimer Adife. So the Rivon explains it, why Baalas Haget Adife? The Aschil Bo, so the Bach corrects it, not the Aschil Bo, who is Aschil Bo Begirishin, that's in accordance with the Mashal, that doesn't make any difference. The Aschil Bo Begirishin, the Aschil Bo Begirishin, Ulikach Yidma Bechlitzosin. So in other words, according to the Rivon, so the Pshat Nadife means that it's Adife that she should be the one to get a chlitze and part of the Baalas Maimer. So he says, Perushei kahu the Maimer Odif, we get to the Dibisom. Now what does the Gemara say? Omar Avashe Tosh, Umei the Reb Gamliel. So Gamliel says in get achaget, maybe who she is get achamaimer. Can be sivom is more chechot. We also maimer bezu. Vahakin osin get lozu. Mane get lipsay horishen of shulim. We also mitrei vishnei horishen of amgin of maimer kiknuse mitchoi shni aminei. Mane get maimer achaget. So he get odiv. So in a maimer abasrei. We maimer odiv. So in a get abasrei. So Bishleim, if we explain the Gemara like the first Loshin Tesis, not like the Rivon. So Adife means that she is Adife to be Pturo through the Zikya of the other. So Mimele, in other words, so Adife really means that the Chlitze in her is a Chlitze Grue. So Mimele, since the Chlitze in her is a Chlitze Grue, so the best way to do is that she should become Pturo by Chlitze being realized in the other. So then we understand, so there is parity. So between the meaning of Adife here in the Abaye and the meaning of Adife in Ravash's memory. So he says, I get Odif. So in other words, if we say, here certainly get Odif means, I get Odif, in other words, so Lilhene Mama Rabasrei, if the Zikah becomes reduced substantially through the get, to the get, in other words, the zikah becomes reduced substantially to a get. So, in other words, there is little zikah, very little zikah left. The zikah is reduced to a minimum. by the get, l'mene mamar abasrei. So in other words, so it conforms to the expression of the here, which means that the chlitze in the get, in the balasa get, would be a chlitze grua. So it conforms to the meaning of adife there in the abaye. Because what does adife mean? Balasa get adife, because the chlitze in the balasa get herself would be a grua. So the best way, so it's odif, that she should become poter by a chlitza being realized in the balas maimer. So there is a complete analogy in the meaning of odif in the abaye and odif in the maimer. Mashein kein according to Rivon. So in the abaye, odif means what? Odif means that she should get chlitza. The balas get herself. So in other words, that her chlitza will be a significant chlitze. And but over there, when he say igetod, it means because the food get, so her zike was reduced to a minimum, so it has a different meaning. That's the discussion. We perushe lo yei adif et dohoche perushe taidni di maimer odif igetod nisom. Then, so in other words, so in order that there should be complete resemblance, harmony between the Perush HaMilo of Adife in the Abaye and the Perush HaMilo of Odif in the memory of Chavashe, so we have to say, like the first Losh, that Odif in the Abaye means Adife because the Zike was reduced to a minimum. There is very little Zike left. There is a very little Zike left. So this Adif says, Umil, but still, on the other hand, Tesis says, Adife Mashmaktsas, the Haile Kedemes, the Koya Aizim, and Kedemes, the Koman Mikor. So in other words, from the point of view of Adife, what? From the real meaning, what does Adife mean? So it's more mashma like the Rivon's pshat. But according to the meaning of Adife in the context, so it's more mashma like the first Losh. Anyway, Tesis mentions Loshes, that this is the pshat with Tesis, so that you can see in the Tesis of Losh. If anyone has any doubts, but when he looks in the Tesis of Losh, so he sees that that is the two pshat in Tesis. Now, we have to understand the Gemara according to both the shades. Now, so first let us understand according to the first Lashon Tesis, which is the pshat of most Hashem. That's the simpler pshat. So we say, Balas Haget to Balas Maimer Rezim and Kedomis. Balas Haget Adife. That means that the Balas Haget has a lesser Zikah. So Balas Haget Adife means that the Balas Haget has a lesser degree of zike in her than the balas maimer. So mimele it's adife that the balas maimer should get the chlitze and pater the balas haget. Now he was mgeres, so Tesis was mgeres mishindas lo chlitze. So we don't even have to explain that. Oy dilmo balas maimer adife mishinikrei lo bi and shtel lo bi it appears the Tesis and Tesis shenim war geres. Oy dilmo maimer adife that there is less of zike possessed by the balas maimer. Why? So mele the balas haget should get a chlitze and part of the balas maimer. Why is there less? Why should we say that there is a lesser zike possessed by the balas maimer than the balas haget? We should definitely be it. Now suppose he would be miyam, then the zike would be poka ligamle because kibish kintzari kishto choldovo. So just as in an ordinary wife that one has. Not Yivamei, a wife that never was Yivamei. So is there any spark or any nitzutz of zike? Of course not. So here the aloha is, kim shekin sari kish to chodvo of the moment is miyabim. So not only so the Yivam accomplishes two things. First of all, the Yivam affects the king Gomor of Ishe, so she becomes his wife. And then the Yivam annuls any zike. By any yom minah, even vis-a-vis the other yom. So memele, so according to Teisves, first loshim, the Gemara sikashi, balas haget, balas nabai, balas haget, balas maimer, eizemen kodemes, balas haget adife. In other words, the balas haget is considered to have a lesser degree of zike than the balas maimer. So memele, the chlitze should be given to the balas maimer. Oy dilme balas maimer adife. That the balas maimer possesses a lesser degree of zike than balas haget. Why should we say balas maimer? Because midrabonon maimer is like yibim. And what's the legal effect of yibim midraise? That it annuls, it annuls, it negates any zikir that any yom had in her, in that yivame. So mimele midrabonon lechumre, that also annuls any zikir that the yom had. So mimele, there is less of zikir possessed by the balas maimer than by balas aget. So mimele balas maimer adif and let the balas aget take with. Yes.
Why should the balas aget have more of a zika than a balas maimer? Because why should get do less than maimer?
Yeah, well, there is a very simple reason. Because why should balas aget have more zika than maimer?
Because
maimer midrabonon is like him. Because we see that's the mitzvah lechatchile. As a matter of fact, if somebody is miyavim midrabonon, if somebody is miyavim without preceding it by maimer, so it's chayiv nidu. Like a smardus or nidu. So in other words, the maimer midrabonon is like him. So mimele, and what is the legal effect of him? That it negates, it annuls the zikah completely. So midrabonon lechumre, we could say, it also annuls all the zikah.
Yes, it's like chlitze would be.
Yeah, get it like chlitze. Alright, but there is no takonas chachomim that every chlitze should be preceded by get. But there is a takonas chachomim. There is a takonas chachomim that every yivm has to be preceded by maimer. And if someone is miyavim without realizing the maimer, so that's considered a chlitze. So it's chayim makas maladu, so nidu, I mean. So memele, we could say. So we could argue either way. That's the shayim of the Gemara. We could argue either way. Alright. Now, so then the Gemara says, "Omar Avashetosh, Umeider Am Gamliel, Sheishget Achamaimer, Umaimer Achage, Igetodif Lelene Maimer Abasrei, Umaimer Odif Lelene Get Abasrei." Now, according to the first Lashon Din, so that means, so Igetodif, that means that get is more of a chlitza grua, because there is a lesser degree of zike possessed by the balas get. So that means that the get accomplished a great deal. Accomplished the fact that through the get, so the zikah was reduced to a very minimum. Not completely, but to a minimum. So mimele, so since get reduced the zikah to a minimum, so maimer should not have any legal effect whatsoever. We maimer or difur, and get a basre. Alright, so that's right. Now, the difficulty is in explaining the Gemara according to the Rebbe's Pshat. That's where the difficulty lies. Now, let's try to understand the Gemara according to the Rebbe's Pshat. Now, I once mentioned briefly in one shiur at the very beginning, but I didn't discuss it in detail. Now, the halacha is that chlitze, in order to be effective, requires kavoneh. Kavoneh of the chelitz and kavoneh of the chelitzes. What kind of kavoneh? So there is a machlekes between the marit and the chachamtzi. The marit, in chelik beis, and tshuve seven ezer, I think it's tshuve chof zayet, and the chachamtzi, in Tshuva Aleph, I mean, that you can forget. It's the first Tshuva in Chacham Tzvi. And then there is also Iktis Achishen in Simen Reishayin Hei, and there is a Tshuva Chasam Sefer, and in the Behudah in Eben Ezer, several Tshuvas. They discuss that question. What kind of Kavoni is it? Now, the Lashon Rambam is once I just mentioned that Machlekes, but I didn't discuss it, it wasn't negated at the very beginning of the Shur. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchasivu Bichlitze Halacha Chayes says as follows. Hatel Loshna Kedesh Shenema Kocho Loshna Zed Bichol Ayesh Lushom Eini Nachreo Chaleitza Nal Sholish Bon Vitzorich Shetishavin Ayibomo Shetach Letzlei Vishavin Hu Sheyach Letzlei Vyasu Maisim Eilu Lishmot. As a matter of fact, the Bezdin who is involved in the chlitze have to be pkiim in hilchas yidum mechutze in yisrael away, because if they are not pkiim in hilchas yidum mechutze in a very thorough way with all the shittes and the machlikes marit and the chacham tzvi and the tzisachinshin and the misives and the yehude and I mean so many achrin, so mimele the chlitze can be done when they guide the chilitz and the chilitzes what kavonet to have. So in other words, they should guide them to have all kavonet. But then